Pelicans fall 104-101 to the Houston Rockets. Let's talk about it. Joined with Five Chez and Lito on this Friday night. Before we get in the show, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Presented by the Birdsall Law Firm, the official injury lawyers of Pro Pels Talk, located 918 Porter Street by Superdome. Give them a call at 504-523-5413. So look, guys, we're going live. I will try to bring up all your comments as much as possible. Super chats will get to the front of the line, but Five, let's start off with it. I don't even want to talk about the first. Let's not even talk about the first three quarters. Let's just talk about the last 5 minutes. What did you see from the Pelicans down the stretch there?
No CJ McCollum tonight, and it showed and it paid dividends. You don't have a guard that can initiate offense, and that's a big problem in the NBA. The other team in the Houston Rockets had Fred VanVleet. You can see why Fred VanVleet was highly touted or severely wanted by many as a guy that can dribble, pass, and shoot, and be clutch and understand. Even in the last play, right, you see he's guarded, I believe, by Dyson. He gets the switch on Jordan Hawkins, gets to the right wing, gets Jordan Hawkins out of off balance, and gets a foul, goes, shoots two free throws. Like, he scored the last 8 points for them, I believe. Like, a guy like that is super valuable. We just didn't have one of those guys. We don't have a guy you can give the ball to at the late in the game and be able to make the right play.
And Chris kind of joined the show. Chez, let's talk about the last 2 minutes and who's handling the basketball and Dyson Daniels. I think we all were kind of discussing it as a group. I personally didn't like it. I liked the ball either with Brandon Ingram or Zion Williamson initiating the offense and then maybe getting JV involved or Larry Nance or whoever or Jordan Hawkins in rub situations. But you could clearly tell Dyson Daniels was not comfortable and they would not make that adjustment.
Yeah, I think we're going to focus a lot on the last 2 minutes, but I thought it was more of our last 5 to 6 minutes. I think too often in the closing quarter, last 5 or 6 minutes, it was too much about making a fool out of Dylan Brooks. And you saw a lot of one-on-one basketball going at Dylan Brooks. It was at least like 3-4 possessions, like back-to-back-to-back attacking him. I don't put any blame on Dyson. I thought Dyson and Hawkins did what they could to win this game. Look, Dyson handling the ball is a testament of questionable coaching and guys who are questionable with the ball in their hands. I don't think this offense would have looked any better with the ball in Brandon's hands. Zion has a bit of a weak handle, also has an injury on his thumb. Saw him fumble the ball a couple of times. I think the only thing you could have realistically done is kind of preach a bit more ball movement. I think a lot, Season Darrell almost played boy, almost. Appreciate the donation. Check back with me. I think this was a Willie Green game. I've been giving Willie a bit of a pass lately, but this was a Willie Green loss in my opinion.
Okay. Lito, go ahead on your last couple minutes, what you saw.
I feel what y'all saying. I can't put that on Willie though. It simply because for me, I see Dyson. And to Chaz's point, they literally started taking it personal with Dylan Brooks. Dylan got in every – he had space in everybody's brain, bro. I don't know what happened, but it was like they were attacking him personally. And the other thing was, okay, we see Dyson bringing the ball up. Now, I'm with Chaz on this point. Somebody had to audible out of that. But that somebody should have been Brandon or Zion. At some point, right – we either stick to the game plan or we say fuck the game plan and do what we want to do. And I'm confused at what point are we actually running the offense? Because it's like we picking and choosing when we want to do what. So at what time do you see this shit not working? And you X-nay the shit any other time? Why you? Hey, let me get that motherfucker. Hey, come. Hey, cuz, that's enough. Come here. At what point do you do that? Like you see this shit not working? Dog, it's Brandon and it's Zion. If we got superstars, be a fucking. This is the time you be a superstar.
Yeah, and Chris, before I get to your thought, like AD even said it on the broadcast. First off, Dyson Daniels, I'm pretty sure, has never run the point in a closing situation game. I'm almost positive on that. I don't think he's run the point in a 2 minute situation where it's one or two possessions. So you could tell he was just guessing, right? And he wasn't attacking. And Chris, once again, we've talked about this. how do you not involve Brandon and Zion? Just a simple pick and roll. To me, it's so basic to get your two. You see it all the time. You see it with Jokic and Murray, right? You see it with Butler and Bam. Like the list goes on and on. You see it with Tatum and Brown. How do you not just involve Zion and Brandon in either high pick and roll and just go with that?
You know, in football terminology, like they would say, you're trying, you know, you getting too cute. You know, like I think that, you know, I like the play, right? I like the middle. I like the idea of it, right? I like you trying to run a middle stack set at the free throw line with your best two players. I like that the goal is to get B.I. out on a, you know, on the wing. You leave Zion at the free throw line, and you either A, you're running an angle pick and roll with Zion or Brandon, or they're working from there. Like that's how the offense is supposed to go. But we saw a lot in this game and throughout the year that certain times they don't get into their sets quick enough. And some of that you could put some of that on Zion, but I mean some of that on Dyson, but some of that is on, you know, Brandon and Zion to execute whatever the play is quick enough for it to even happen, right? They're fighting through Houston being very physical with them and not able to get to the play quick enough as well. Should it have come down to that? No, I think that's the maddening part. When it didn't work the first time and you have Brandon and you have Zion, like those two, you gotta, the game has to live or die with those two deciding how it goes. Pick and roll, yeah, whatever the case may be. Like Brandon was, to me, you know, up until the end of the game, he was the best Pelican on the floor. This was his best game of the season. Zion was playing better. Like it was, like, you know, you had it going and trending in the right direction. It should have ended with those two versus having an additional when you don't have CJ McCollum on the floor.
Jared, I thought one of their best sets, or like down the stretch, I thought one of their best possessions was when Zion got the ball, attacked Brandon Ingram's side. The defender had to make a choice. Do I take Zion or do I stick with Brandon? He goes with Zion. Zion kicks it to the right corner. Brandon hits a wide open three. That was at the 255 mark. They went up 98-93 with 255 left. You never saw it again. Help me. I'm really frustrated, but like I don't understand that. And shout out to you, Linus. Appreciate that. Appreciate that donation. Five, go ahead.
It's a facade. That's what we were watching. We were watching a facade, like a team that only gets 12 assists in a game. No, that's not a recipe for success. And those last couple of possessions, they were trying to run a horns action, which really CJ and Larry run that to perfection, right? Those are the two guys that really run that set the best. And Dyson hasn't, you know, made an entry pass. And to be honest, you don't really want to do that against a guy in Dylan Brooks because all your momentum is stopped. You're stopping him, so he just get to play defense at a stop position, and he's stronger than you, Brandon, so he could just move you off the spot and be able to get the steal. Like, it's just understanding who you're going against. That's my biggest thing. You don't understand who you're facing. You just expect, I'm more talented than you, then I should get a bucket more times than not. That's not how it goes in the NBA. It doesn't work that way. There's no continuity, and you can tell. You know, there were times where it was a pick and roll between Brandon and JV, and JV was standing wide open at the top of the key, and Brandon shoots a tough mid-range, and he had it going. And that's okay, but you don't involve anybody. To end the game with 12 assists is atrocious. This team shouldn't have won that game. They shouldn't have. If they did, it would have been worse because they would have believed that was a recipe for success.
Yeah. And I thought Brandon was good tonight. I mean, here, look, I'll tell you this much, Chaz, because I don't want to talk too, like, I want to talk about Hawkins. I was going to pitch it to Hawkins here, but Brandon getting 11 3-point attempts tonight, like, that's a pretty good number there. Like, that's what you want to see.
Yeah. Look, I'm happy with the number. I wasn't happy with a lot of the attempts, particularly maybe four of the last six attempts.
Are you talking about mid-range or three-pointers?
No, threes. I thought a lot of them were kind of rushed. And that shot, but man, that last three was really bad. I'm happy that he's showing a willingness to take them. And I think he hit three tonight. So he about three for no, I'm sorry, maybe
21,
six no. for what, like 31 on the season, 31. Maybe five 31. For 31, yeah. Yeah, something like that on the season. Hey, you take the shot, but I think to Five's point, this is such a low IQ team, and you just really yearn for leadership and smart basketball play. You're in the bonus. Dylan Brooks got five fouls. He's playing you super aggressively. Everyone's playing aggressively. Just do a quick swing through. You can't get to the line. They're not really calling it. You know what I'm saying? They call the touch fouls on the defensive end for you. On offensive end, you know, y'all getting beaten, you know, to death. Just a quick swing through. I think that's why losing JV, you kind of lost a lot, in my opinion, with him being fouled out, because he is one of the guys who has some wherewithal with how to get to the line. Tough loss, but, you know, it's the Pelicans. The Pelicans shouldn't have the advantage going into any game, man. Willie Green, he shouldn't have said this was no top duo. Top duo wins this game. Top duo, look, you really had a bad game across the board from most of the Rockets. The purse dude, he ain't really do nothing. Dylan Brooks, he didn't really do nothing until later in the game. Fred VanVleet, he was kind of quiet. Jabari was non-existent. This was a game, I tweeted this, you had 79 points going into the fourth. That's unacceptable. Like, the Pelicans, those two dudes should have, like, 79 points combined. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Lito, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Are you on, Chris?
Nah, you know what's crazy? I don't think that this team struggles with IQ as much as I'm hearing. I think that it's clear that they're not, you know, at the top of the the top of the list, the top of the board. But I don't think you're looking at a consistently at an IQ thing. I think that they manage situations very, very well. I don't think that they're consistently I don't think that they trust each other. I think that that's clear. I think that they, you know, that there are multiple guys that trust themselves more than their teammates from, you know, especially when the game is on the line to make certain plays. I don't think you're looking at a large group of people that don't know how to play the game of basketball. I don't think they know how to play the game of basketball together. And I think they run into each other quite often, more than not. And when you have things, certain bad habits that don't feel like they're being addressed, or there are solutions that are being, you know, applied consistently, this is what it looks like. I mean, and part of that is coaching. Like, the first time that Dyson Daniels set does not work, you don't run
get
the
it
game.
Out of here.
Not with the game on the line. Coach got to walk on the floor and call a timeout or something and say, that's over with. Not right now. We can try this again in practice. We can perfect it at a different time. But right now, it's money time. It's winning time. We got to win the game. And I got to live or die with one of my two best players. That's not IQ. That's bad management, and that's bad execution.
Why? I can't get over, go ahead. I can't get over that we didn't get the ball to Brandon or Zion. Like, it's clear as day. Like, Antonio Daniels is screaming through the TV. Dyson Daniels doesn't look comfortable running the one. Like, he just didn't. He had a great game tonight. I thought he played well. He had a double-double. Like, he went 6-6 from the free throw line. 6-6. He went 6-6 from the free throw line. I make fun of him every day about airballing free throws. 6-6. I'm giving you
the last time I heard about a double-double. Go ahead. Don't worry about
that's
me.
Crazy. That's Ooh. Crazy. Go ahead, Lito.
Nah, like I don't want this to be like it's fucked up. Dyson played great. I don't want Dyson to be the scapegoat for this shit. Like that wasn't Dyson's fault. The point where Zion had the ball and he could have attacked and he threw that bitch back to Dyson for no reason at all. Like, to me, like that. I mean, that was a whole bad stretch. But dog, you had Dylan had, I think, five at that point, too? Or five?
Dylan had five fouls?
Yeah, five.
Dylan had five fouls, like a whole
quarter. He was in foul trouble the whole game.
Attack him. And this is the another point. Like, I'm glad Brandon shot the three tonight, and, you know, it wasn't some of the best shots. But the thing that I want from Brandon, I want him to get layups, bro. He had Jabari Smith on him for the majority of the game. He crossed him one time, and he got to the rack. And then, like, that was it. that was it. I really want more like pause. I was about to say that. I want him to get more layups. I don't think that this should be. I don't think it should be that difficult for us to get that. We still not playing together. Like it's I was trying not to be egregious. Brandon had 31, Zion had 24, and it still don't feel like they played a game together. It's like Brandon scored his 31 and Zion scored his 24. And like that shit didn't have nothing to do with the Pelicans.
Five, what'd you think of Hawkins?
I thought he had a rough start. He didn't have his, I don't think he was in a groove, but I like the fact that he came out in the second half and was like shooting, like still, like the confidence is still there. I mean, he went against somebody that's a, I mean, it was a tough game for him, right? Houston's a real like long team, right? Rangy guys, athletic guys, not the ideal game for him. But the fact that you still competed, you know, he was going out the board, the rebound probably was the one.
That's what I talk about.
Yeah, that's probably going to stick out to him. But the fact, you know, it's crazy that the guy that's 6'5 has to go out the fucking board like a man, boom. And Larry turns, like, he makes a mistake, cool. But Larry turns around at the man like, yo, what you doing? No, that actually should have been your board.
Motherfucker, help me.
Yeah, keep it trill. If you want to keep it trill. But no, let's get down on the dude that's really busting his tail out there. Like, That's my point about this. It's like, even to Chris' point, yeah, it's not a collective effort. They playing pickup basketball. You get a shot, I get a shot. You get a shot, I get a shot. And I had to listen to, you know, fuck Valleys. I had to listen to Ryan Holland.
I love Ryan.
Bro, dude got the joint that he had to get, you know, fixed. It's crazy. But man, that dude's terrible on TV. But he was really saying, like, you know, the Pelicans are just playing one-on-one basketball. One get a shot, the other one get a shot, but they're not like, what's the point of having Zion and Brandon on the floor together if you're not gonna use one as a decoy to get the other one free for an advantage? If that's not the point, then like somebody gotta go. I mean, I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense if you're not gonna utilize both of them at the same time. And this goes for even JV as well. Like, if you're not gonna use JV's strengths, like, there's no point of having them around. Like, they gotta make a decision here. Like, this can't be the team that we continue to look at. I mean, we're talking about the same issues today that we had last year, year before, and before that.
And Jared, I'm glad you brought that up, because I can't remember a time when this team has been successful in crunch time situation. This has always been a problem, I feel like, where, like, who gets the ball in late game situations? Is it Brandon? Is it Zion? Like, who? Like, why is this? It's still it was a problem with Alvin Gentry. It was a problem Stan Van Gundy. It's been a problem with Willie Green.
They don't play enough games together. Why is this mad?
I agree with you there, Chris. But to everyone else, it's an IQ thing. Look, man, like, you get the fucking ball to your two best players and you clear out. This is basic basketball.
Okay.
Why didn't he go get the ball, Justin? Why didn't he go get it, though?
But Lito, what do you want him to do? Hey, What do you want him to do?
Brandon got the last board. He handed that motherfucker to Dyson. Like, that's the problem.
I want you to go get that bitch. I want you to be safe.
Hey, there it goes. Here we are, 20 minutes in.
That fucking clip with it was the other day when he was on Jason Tatum and he was like, yeah. I knew. Man, fuck that. I want you to be that. That's what I want.
I really like the play, though. I mean, I understand
Chris,
people
talk about it. Stop it 1 second. I got a shout out to Ramos. Shout out to Ramos. Appreciate your support, man. Really appreciate you. Go ahead, Chris.
No. I mean, I like the attempt of running in action during, like at that point in the game. I do. I like the fact that you were trying to show some kind of structure, but it's confusing. And to Lito's point, it is confusing because we got quarters where there is no structure and we're like, there's no ball movement. And then there's periods where there is structure. And then when the time when no one at the end of the game, where everybody's tired, where no one will harass you for running ISO ball, you go against it and you try structure. That's what, like, it's just, that's the confusing element of it. You know what I'm saying? If you ran that play in the second quarter,
you know, consistently at the time, where everybody's like, all right, yo, they need a bucket. It's too much ISO ball. They've been stuck on 40 all the, you know, for, you know, half the second quarter. They need a bucket at the end of the game. It just, it's odd, man. It's odd.
Chaz, go ahead.
Man, I just think, you know, I was saying this going into the season. I think this team's offense is just too easy to disrupt. Like, if I'm the opposing team, because no one can really handle the ball super efficiently, and no one – Zion has a really good first step. And I actually think Dyson has a solid first step, but I don't think his handle is there just yet, right? And if you really just want to disrupt these guys, because I don't want to focus too much on the last 2 minutes, but there was like a stretch where it's like, yo, all right, they're in the bonus. Give the ball to JV or give it to Zion. They're in the bonus. Give it – and you went another 2-3 minutes – because I think the issue with this team, that's why I blame it on coaching too. I don't give a fuck if the ball goes in. I don't care, right? Sometimes you're going to make a really good play and the ball just not going to go in. It happens, right? But if you're doing a lot of stupid shit and the shot's falling, you never really learn that, yo, you're making a mistake here. And I think we saw a lot of the same mistakes kind of repeated in the end. And then by the time you finally do start to get Zion more involved, yeah, shout out to you, Thomas, I remember. Like, you start to get Zion involved. Now he's trying to go one-on-one with Dylan Brooks, like, two plays in a row. And it's just like,
falling down. Like,
yeah, but see, I think if you continue to run the offense, no one feels like they have to do that. This is such a mentally weak team. Like, you remember the Pelicans? They're up by what, 20 against Golden State? Draymond gets
against. Oh, you're talking about last year?
Yeah, when Draymond, anytime they fall into a situation like that, I think they even lost that Chris Paul game when Brandon was like, yeah, nah, meet me at the game. Da, da, da. I think they lost that game too. It's all in the playoffs. It's like, bro, y'all shouldn't be doing no type of chirping. When motherfuckers start talking to y'all, y'all should walk to the other end of the court. Yeah, just walk, like, treat it like a technical foul. Just walk, everybody walk away to the other end of the court. You're too mentally weak. You're too weak for this.
Chris, Chris, I keep joking about it, but I'm, like, not joking anymore. When Cody Zeller comes in the basketball game, they play the right way. I'm just letting you know. Again, look, Chris, but I want you to understand the point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to make the fact that why do they play a certain way with Cody Zeller, and they can't play a certain way with Jonas Valanciunas or Larry Nance or Zion Williamson? Why?
Justin, how many minutes did Cody Zeller play tonight?
He played 4, and guess what? He played four
minutes. What are we talking about? What type of sample size is that?
He was productive.
When he played how many minutes in the previous game? Like, it was.
He played the whole fourth quarter. They fucking cut it down to like 19 points.
Them dudes shouldn't be playing NBA basketball.
I disagree. There are a lot of people. I'm looking at some people.
I like the fact that they run an actual offense, but is that like we're giving that to Cody Zeller? We're giving that, like, Cody Zeller is the reason that's happening?
It's a possibility.
Cody walks in and says, hey, fuck all that. It's Cody for says, sure fuck a possibility. I'm in the game now. We run an offense.
Let's and talk Captain Cody. You want to talk JRE? Or you want to give it to Lito? I know that's Lito's guy.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, you're a fucking hater. That's why. You get just stand the fuck down. Chris, a hater. Get out the way, man. Let my dog.
Topher.
Just like JRE, I'm back. I come in the game, I shoot a three.
Down, man. Hey, settle down, brother.
That massive. Hey, bro. Listen, a couple things. He hit a three. I think he played like 9 minutes. I mean, each time I've seen him on the court, he's played well. But I want to ask one question: how does Matt Ryan get one shot tonight?
Oh, he had a couple possessions. Man, we're gonna talk about Hawkins later. Hawkins did his thing, but calm down, brother. Just calm down. Just calm down a little bit. Woo! Man, Hawkins.
Sebring, 5. Were you shocked that he got 12 minutes tonight?
I was shocked that he was playing in the game. Like, I was shocked. I don't think nobody expected that. It's like, wasn't he the first person off the bench tonight?
He was
the first person off the bench.
It kind of reminded me of the Kyra Lewis, just throw him in there, baby. It gets Oklahoma City.
Hey, listen. I'll be honest.
No, Chris.
I get, I, I'll be honest with you. Willie Green is giving these guys optimal chances, numeral chances. Like, you got a chance to play in the NBA for a period of time. If it's they getting what this game was 10, 11, whatever, eight. I don't know what it is. Eight.
Sorry, nine. Game nine. Nine, game nine.
Like, yes. y'all got enough run to understand, like, hey, this is a chance. And they're blowing it. To be honest, they're blowing it. Like, there's good moments, but like, this is a chance for you to make it. Then you got to put your best foot forward, show your skills and how you can play within the team. I know it ain't a lot of structure. I get it. But you got to still be able to perform. Like, a guy like JRE is coming in. Like, he started the game.
Matt Ryan started the game, had a career high points and three pointers made. Bro, like,
well,
listen, Linus, I hear you. I don't know, bro. I think he had a chance, bro. Like, I think he got a. It may not have been the best chance. We're not saying that he got the best chance of all, like, multiple chances. No, man, you got a chance to make it work, and he didn't do it.
Chaz, I'm interested in this comment here. I think you might have said on the last show, but if you come to the Pels, you're randomly gonna play like just random people.
Oh, no, that was Lito. That was
Lito. Yeah.
Show up, we got a spot for you.
Yeah,
for real,
that's what it is. Chaz, what did you think of we talked about Larry Nance, right? So he doesn't really look 100%. Do you think Jerry can take his minutes, or what should you do there?
Okay, respectfully, I'll say with this is the problem, and it kind of lends to the point with Sebring and Kyra. I think the bar is too low for the backup five, backup 4 minutes, backup point guard minutes. Because credit to Larry, I thought Larry had a decent game tonight. Honestly, I thought he had a solid to good game. For us on the boards, I saw Larry get like five defensive boards in a row. I thought he was fundamentally sound. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, big boy Hoffa. But
appreciate you.
Like when you think about this. You're really waiting on Jose to come back for you to have an effective backup point guard. You're really counting on Larry Nance or JRE. You're like, man, I hope JRE can give us something. And it's like, bro. Like, come the fuck on. You had like 10 first round picks. You know what I'm saying? You had all this gluttony of assets here. You know what I'm saying? You chose to go into the tax for Cody Zeller. That was your decision. You chose to keep this roster together, armed with the information that you had. You knew Jose was hurt back whenever, before he, you know, before FIBA or whatever. You knew he was hurt then. You knew it was a high chance of probability. He was never going to play to start the season. Like Aramis said, Larry always hurt. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Larry, friend of the show. Can't give you no bail, brother. I'm sorry. But the bar is too low for some of the guys like in those role player positions. It's like, yo, we got to get some gamers. For as shitty as the big three were tonight, you couldn't get nothing from nobody. Like stuff like Hawkins, outside of the starters, you couldn't get nothing from nobody. Couldn't get nothing.
5 points off the
bench. Well, can we talk about that? Five. We'll start with you. Jose's taking a while to get back from the ankle injury. I think Trey Murphy's on his way back. Najee Marshall got upgraded from out to doubtful. Who else am I missing?
CJ tweeted that he'll be back soon. This man tweeted that from a hospital bed.
CJ McCollum did?
Yeah, he tweeted, "Don't worry, man. I'll be fretting out. I'll be back soon." I don't know what that means, but it's crazy.
Five.
It's crazy.
Is this team ever going to be healthy? Seriously. You got rid of Aaron Nelson. You had to just get rid of Aaron Nelson because he was the problem, but still, we have injury problems.
Man, I don't know. I can't predict the future. I can't tell you where
you can. You already predicted Hawkins is the next Curry.
Hold on. Hold on, somebody in the group chat. What's happening?
What happened?
I'm sorry, Bob.
Oh yeah! Whoa! Somebody! Yeah! Somebody!
Okay, fine. We'll go with this. Can we possibly package a trade for Jaden Ivey and Bojan Bogdanovic? I don't know who you are, Sleep. But seems can like we talk
about it? Hey, Sleep, no basketball. Shout out to Sleep. He know who.
Shout out to Sleep, man.
Yeah. He must follow my Twitter.
Yeah. You know what? Perfect five. Talk about Jaden Ivey. Talk,
man. This is kid. I think he's still shooting 40% from three. Like right now. I mean, that's a clear indication that a young man has improved his jump shot. He wasn't playing a lot. He's not playing a lot in Detroit, but the minutes that he is playing, he's taking advantage of for a guy in Monty Williams that just kind of just has him in doghouse at this point. I don't know why. It's not like he's not impacting the basketball game when he's in there. Elite speed, super athletic, a guy that you really need on the basketball court.
A point guard.
Yeah, can make plays, like elite first step. And now that he's adding a catch and shoot jumper, I'm not sold on the pull up jumper yet. But mm-hmm. the fact that you can catch and shoot around a guy like Zion, a guy like Brandon, you know, if that were now, I don't know how you package this, but I would be keen on a guy like Jaden Ivey. Keen.
What do you like about his game, Lito? Jaden.
Shit, man. Everything, the speed, like the athleticism.
Well, Kyle's got speed.
Yeah, when do you use it? It's like
could use it tonight. Can you
give me hey, no disrespect. Kyra like a slow speedboat. Like it don't really matter. Like you fast, but you never show it. You never beat anybody. You never get to the rim. And dog, Kyra was getting blocked the other night, and that shit was crazy to me because he had like three steps on the dude. How the fuck your layup motion so slow when you get you right there? Anyway, Jaden Ivey is hands down, just a better player. I don't even feel like I really need to expound on it. He just is. I mean, it's a better pedigree of basketball. I think Kyra's scared. I think Kyra in over his head.
Do you think he's scared because of the injury or scared of like the game of basketball? Like intimidated? Is it too?
I
mean, fast?
I wish if I had the answer to that question, I'd probably try to do therapy with him and make a whole bunch of money. But I really feel like. I feel like I don't know, like, it's kind of like, put it like this, Justin, it's kind of like, you know, your two best players on your team watching a mid-tier ball handler keep getting ripped and they never go get it. It's kind of like the same thing.
Chris or Chaz? Chris, go ahead, then Chaz.
You want me to speak about Ivy?
Yeah.
I have no one to talk about somebody that I don't believe is going to be a Pelican.
You know what? What do you want to talk about?
Talk about JRE, Chris.
You say talk about JR Ryder?
Hey, you know Jameson. Jameson had like five blocks in the first quarter.
Jameson did.
Listen. I bet he had a bunch of screen assists too. Man, shout out to Trey. Shout out to TJ. Man.
He's a
TJ.
He did play pretty bad tonight.
I mean, we talked about, you know, Dyson, you know what I'm saying? Justin, you want to talk about Herb? Was Herb missed tonight?
He would have ran the point tonight in the closing minutes. He would have ran.
That's a good ass point.
Herb would have ran the point.
That's a good point.
I didn't like, I guess we'll go Chaz and Jared, but I didn't like the. Why are we trying to force him in the middle of the nail? Like they just stopped at the nail, like didn't like walk their man, like they just like posted up. Like why?
Because they're running a horn set.
I understand what they're running, but like why would she like walk them down, maybe show a different action, then pop up flash high, get it in the post and let's cut and clear out. Instead, they just kind of posted right there.
Maybe they're not used to it, Justin. Maybe they don't,
I highly doubt this. A stupid ass JV coach is realizing this. Like I highly doubt that an NBA coach can't realize this. Like
You know what, Justin? I want to talk about Jordan Hawkins. I want Chaz to start the conversation about Jordan Hawkins.
Hold up. I'm so glad Pierce said this. This lineup was insanity tonight. I couldn't believe looking at Lito. I couldn't believe my eyes. I really couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe this.
The crazy part is. who else you gonna put out there?
But like, Chaz, that's the crazy part, like, dude.
Bro, but he had Larry and GRE at the same time, bro. Whoa. Like that shit.
Oh, that's the Zesty dude.
Appreciate you, bro. Hey, but he had JRE. He had the JRE and Larry in at the same time. Like that shit.
That was another lineup. I'm like, guys, I understand like what do you want him to do? But fuck, put Cody Zeller out there. I'm serious.
Guys,
put Cody out there.
Guys, you know, all of this, you know, it's admirable. all of this discourse is admirable. The two motherfuckers that matter don't play well together. That's what it all boils down to. Luka had 100 points in like 23 minutes. This motherfucker's a monster, right? These two motherfuckers don't play well together, right? Now, that's the long and short of it. Pause. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. I also think Willie Green's really bad. But I'm gonna move on to Hawkins. I thought Hawkins had an exceptional game in the second half. My only issue with Hawkins, sometimes you gotta calm down a little bit.
Why? Explain.
Because you don't always have to take the first shot available, right? Okay. But for a guy who's he's there to provide spacing. That's you know, in his mind, and truthfully. He has the major Dyson tubes in the
left. I'm trying to get Chris Connor's attention because he's looking away. I just wanted to go ahead, Chaz. I didn't mean
also that. if you're Jordan Hawkins, you have the major disadvantage of being coached by Willie Green. So you have to go up against that. No one's gonna calm down, Hawk. No one's gonna say that. 8 points out of the 8 points to start the
first three
half.
Possessions, right?
Yeah, incredible rebounder. You know what I'm saying? I think he should look to attack a bit more. Man, I think Matt Ryan only got one shot because you know Hawkins a little selfish out there at times. But as far I don't think Herb was missed at all. I think the Pelicans lose this game by maybe about like 15, 20 points with Herb. Wow. And I say that because the first two guys are so ill-fitting. Herb out there, that make Zion and Jonas even less effective. What would Herb have done? Herb not going out there and getting 10 rebounds like Dyson. You know what I'm saying? Herb not really attacking the rim. Like, you know, and shout out to Herb, but I'm tired of the no rebound and shit. I'm tired of it. Like, I've reached a point of exhaustion with that from these wings. You got to rebound the ball, bro. You got to.
Lead up. Put that damn Corey comment back up there.
What's the comment? I missed it. Where is it?
What you got, five?
Oh, you talking about this one, Chris? You got this one, Chris?
Got a couple different things.
Go ahead,
Five. Before you do this, can I say one thing? Justin, fight back. Go ahead, Five.
Justin, what? What'd you say?
Fight back.
Now listen, this is my issue, bro. Dyson's facade of a layup attempt. Like he's not really trying to score the basketball at the fucking rim. Like he's going.
Oh my god!
Get fouled. Hey, thank God he made the free throws tonight. Hey, kudos to you progressing with your offensive talents. But this is not. Yo, like chill out. Offensively, he's delayed. Like he can't dribble the damn ball versus pressure. Like he was picking up the ball in the worst possible place to pick it up, passing half court in the third quarter. This is like, let's not go to just the fourth quarter and be like, oh, he was having trouble. No, he's been having trouble. Damn. He was able to use his body type to cross half court and give it up to Brandon. And cool. All right. Now he's in the half court set. He's be able to make a play or a pass here. To Hawkins' point, I think it's like he's playing multiple roles at the same time. Right, you give a guy that was one not start. I think the first game he might have played like several minutes. Then he gets into the starting lineup eventually, and now you was asking him to shoot almost 20 shots in one night for a couple nights, and then these guys come back. So is he still aggressive? Is he not? Is he not supposed to shoot those shots now? Like, how did you gauge that? And I did think in the second half he did calm down a little bit. Even the let's say the and one by JV, it was a repost by him. It was a kick out of the JV, repost. He gives it right back to him, foul and one on Segun. Boom, they're up. I think that is the progression of a young man. Like, all right, cool. Like, yeah, he might have been moving a little fast, but I think there's a learning curve there. Now, the learning curve to the second year guy that can't dribble that was supposed to be a point guard, I'm not giving it to him. Chris, that's not happening.
Chris, I'm gonna let you out. Chris, I'm gonna let you
fight back. Chris,
I'm gonna let you respond.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. You see how forgiving he is to a brother because he can shoot. Meanwhile, Dyson Daniels led the team in fucking rebounds. You talking about that? He led the team in rebounds. He led the team. What the fuck is going on down here? What is happening? Hey.
He paused it.
You can't do that.
He paused it.
Yes, he can. Absolutely. A super chat, you can do that all you want. Right. If you give us a super chat, you can do that all you want.
Appreciate it. I ain't calling you by your full name, brother. That's all right.
No, say his full name. He paid.
He paid.
Say his full name.
What? I know. That's good. I say. I'm like, why you put that back up?
I'm trying to. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Y'all got it.
Shout out to Big Bull Hoffa. Appreciate it. Do we need to go to commercial?
I don't need to hear Justin repeat no more names in this chat. Son. That's insane, hey, man.
Chrissy got to run it back. Chrissy got to. He got to.
I don't even want to talk about Dyson no more. What my dog say in life? I don't even want no Jello no more after he say what I've seen. Man, y'all go ahead, man. Y'all go ahead.
Y'all think it's kind of crazy, on a real note, do y'all think it's kind of crazy that Jordan Hawkins now shoots the technical free throws for this team? Have y'all realized that?
Stars miss fucking three each.
I'm just saying, what team do you know has a rookie shoot the free throws?
Like, this is not a real team. That's the thing. This is a collection of players with no identity, no standards set, no exact hierarchy, no exact roles, no exact way of doing things, no type of exact philosophy, no exploitation of advantages. You don't know which team showing up night to night. You literally don't know which players showing up night to night. This is a very bad product. It's not going to improve. It's bad. Like, it's just is what it is. It's bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad. Because think about this. Who you want shooting the tech?
No, hold on. I'm not saying you.
Oh. I'm saying if you Willie Green, CJ might go out there and go 0-for-5 from the fucking free throw line. Zion missed his first 3-4 attempts. He was missing so bad, he got like 2 extra attempts. He was bad. These dudes just a really bad product together. They don't like each other, and I don't like them. So just go ahead and break this shit up, cuz. Like, what is we doing? Like, I ain't happy we lost, but if we had to lose any kind of way, I'm glad it was like this. Like this, you need a twist of knife loss. Like, break this shit up, cuz. Break it up.
When the last time a
flashlight on this shit?
Yeah, we keep
Gail is the worst.
Hey, man. Like, if there was a team...
Oh, I'm sorry. Father, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but hold up. I knew Lito was being quiet tonight because I'm looking at Jabari Smith Jr.'s stat line here. Let me read it out for you real quick, bro. Right. 23 minutes. Yeah. 2 of 8 from the field. Got 1 of 4 from deep. 7 rebounds. 6 points.
Yeah.
-8.
Jabari,
right.
He had a rough game.
He had a rough game is being nice. It's
not his fault. And did he have a rough game when he made the game winner last year?
He did hit a game winner last year against
Iowa. It's funny. Whenever I watch the guy, he doesn't play well. But, you know, you tell me.
It sounds like it's a problem. It's a problem.
I just wanted to. I wanted to.
Who passed the ball, Justin? Who passed the ball?
Fred VanVleet. Come on now.
Damn, man. That's crazy. I can't believe they lost that game, bro. Yeah, all them dudes played bad, and we still lost.
Let's talk Dallas. Do they have a chance?
Zion might go crazy.
Yeah. They got a chance.
Yeah.
You always got a chance.
Zion might go crazy.
I think this is a good opportunity for Zion. I mean, they don't – defensively, Dallas is lacking.
Yeah.
Now – I think this is an opportunity for him. Now, can Dyson really guard Luka? I think that's probably what we will be able to see. Like, can
you think Herb's back,
man? Herb better come back by then.
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it's a difficult match for anybody. But you still got Kyrie to deal with. And now they're adding what's your boy that was in Boston? Light skin cat. What's his name?
Oh, Grant Williams.
Oh, Grant Williams. Yeah.
So you're adding a little shooting, a little leadership. God knows how to win. I just worry about instances like this. If it's a close game, I don't feel comfortable with this team. I don't feel comfortable with this team going to pull out a win versus Luka. Shot for shot, you're going to go Luka Kyrie? Yeah, good luck.
Nobody going to shoot it. Nobody's going to shoot it like that. They go pass that versus Dyson.
No. Can we – can I bring it back to I don't know. I got confused. Because it just popped in my head that Zion Williamson was actually trying on defense tonight in the first quarter.
Oh, bro, yeah. What?
Did y'all see him on a defensive stance? Like, he tried to take a charge. I had to rewind it. I thought maybe he just like randomly just got. He actually tried to take a charge tonight. He had a chase down block.
Bro, like, I thought
he was still awful defensively. Don't get me wrong, but still.
He still defend like his stance is like an offensive tackle stance. Like it's not even that, but it's progress. It's progress.
I think that was progress with the team defensive rebounding. I thought that was a collective effort, collective and concerted effort to get rebounds as a whole. Shout out to Thomas.
I agree with Thomas too. Go ahead, Pa.
No, I was trying to read. It'd be different. Yeah. You're going to fool us again all the time. But listen, like, that was a concerted effort for everybody to get boards. And I don't think you didn't get killed tonight because of offensive rebounds. No, you got killed. I mean, you lost tonight because of yourself. You self-destructed. I don't think the Rockets really beat the Pels tonight, to be honest. I think the Pels just gave up the draws.
Man, they only gave up 9 offensive rebounds, Five. They only gave up 9 offensive rebounds.
Oh, man.
That should be a win. But hold on. That was a stat that I actually wanted to say. Oh my god, I think I lost it. But it was like the Pels lost the turnover battle. Not the turnover, but the points off turnover battle. 27-4.
Yeah, someone dropped that in the comments. If you drop that in the comments, someone dropped it like 27-4. Like, yeah, that's
bro, like that's your game. You can't score off turnovers. And then when you do turn it over, you don't even sprint back. You don't sprint back and get stops. That's a recipe for failure. Sorry.
Chris, this is an interesting point. And then Lito and Chaz, I want to hear your thoughts on this. What are y'all's thoughts on Zion Williamson as a whole, right? What do y'all think of Zion Williamson's basketball game overall on both the offense and defensive end?
There you go, fix it.
That was great.
He still ain't there yet, man. Do you
remember David Griffin said that he was in the gym for a lot this offseason, right?
Shout out to Heisenberg. Shout out to Walter White being in here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost in season 3. He's just not there yet. I can't really explain it. Now he's to a point to where, like, tonight he didn't look like he was huffing and puffing down the floor necessarily. You know what I mean? He didn't seem like he was struggling from a conditioning standpoint, but I can't explain it with Zion. He's just a weird, like, 10 games from now, we're going to be looking and he's going to be making plays against superior players. You know, I mean, like, he had inferior dudes sometimes guard him. It's going to get to a point where it doesn't matter whether he's on a baseline, whether he hit top of the key or whatever, and Zion just finds a way to make plays. And I can't really tell you what exactly he's missing right now, but I do remember it being a similar thing earlier last season. And whenever it clicks, we'll forget about this Rockets game because nobody that was guarding him tonight, when he gets to whatever his final, his the best version of himself this season, will have a chance. It's going to look completely different, but he's just not there yet. I mean, that's the only thing I can really point it to.
Yeah, we'll go Lito and Chaz because before we get to that, shout out Mason. Shout out, Mason. We'll get to your question here in a second. Lito, I think it was either you or Chaz that said it in a previous podcast about how it took, I forget the NBA players, like someone like Shaq or like a Kobe or something, take them like 15, or maybe it's Barkley, like 15 to 20 games to get into like actual NBA shape. Do you think that's a thing with Zion Williamson?
I don't know.
Like it takes him 15, 20 games?
I'm tired. Man, I'm tired, man. Like, I don't really. You a paid professional athlete, dog. I shouldn't have to. The thing about you coming into camp in shape is something I should not be worried about. Like, that should be the least of my concerns. I should be concerned about what you worked on your game. Like, what did you get better at? You being in shape is not one of the things. That's mandatory. Just like rebounding is mandatory. Just like defense should be mandatory. Just the same way you bring an assistant coach in to set up an offense to work for your best players and don't get run. And that shit should be mandatory. I don't understand how we can continue to pick and choose names. Dog, if you can't rebound, if you can't play defense, you can't play basketball. It's two sides of a court. I'm sorry to get away from your question, but yo, I shouldn't have, dog, 20 games? Bro, at the 20th game, you could be down, I don't know, when the 20th game comes, let's say you've lost 15 of them and you're in shape now, okay? I'm tired. That's where I'm at.
Chaz, go ahead.
I think you saw a lot of it last season. I think it's for one, I really would like to know when this dude was cleared. Because I feel like
what do you mean cleared? You mean cleared from
when he returned, when he was free to do basketball activities. I really want to know that. Because I feel like I never know any of these things. But
that's true. They never say it.
Yeah, they never really say it. But I also think when I hear about basketball, when I hear about Zion being in great shape, I never presume basketball shape anymore because I never seen Zion playing basketball in the offseason, not with no adults. I think his basketball shape is better at this point than it was last season. But I could also be saying that because you saw less Brandon at this stage with him versus last season. I think some of it is there's a lot. I think for one, Zion doesn't have a great handle, first of all. Second of all, he's not in ideal shape. Third of all, Brandon, JV, and Herb, that's probably the worst possible lineup to put out there with a person like a Zion Williamson. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think that opponent, it's the NBA, opponents consistently getting better. Other guys, you know, while you taking a lapse in your athleticism or when you taking a pause in your athleticism, everybody else still working out. They coming into the season already probably in peak shape, some of these guys. You the game, they got circled on their calendar. You know what I'm saying? You're that game. So I think I still give it about another few games personally. I think that duo, though, I can't even say that duo no more. But Herb, Brandon, Zion, and JV, it's nearly impossible to play a good brand of basketball with those four players on the floor, especially without a dude like CJ consistently available. Like Hawkins would have to be incredible. And even then, all right, you take, let's say they focus on Hawkins. You still not really scared of Brandon shooting no three. He's 20. He went three for 11 tonight, and that helped his fucking percentage. He went from 15 yesterday to 20% tonight. Like, that's how like crazy bad we're shooting right now. You damn sure not worried about Herb shooting shit. So, yo, Chad, you know, yo,
Chad, what's the difference? And this is a legit basketball question. Mm-hmm. What's the difference in between Herb, Jonas, and Zion versus Dyson, Jonas, and Zion? Or Brandon, or you know, whoever you add, like what's it? Is it simply rebounding when you're talking about Herb versus Dyson, for example, or like what's the difference there?
You know, I do think it is rebounding specifically with Herb. I'm sorry, with Herb and Dyson. I think Dyson gets more opportunities to kind of expose his you know, couple moves he has, because I don't really think Herb is best utilized in the half court offense. And I think by Dyson being such a good rebounder, it creates fast break opportunities for him and other guys to transition. That way he's able to get, now when Herb gets the rebound and transition, Herb phenomenal, you know what I'm saying? But you seeing Dyson just do that more this season. I just think also, like, even when we talk about the two-man game with B.I. and Zion, it's like, it's no space. It's you exchanging. You're either going with, right now, Brandon is shooting, let's see. I got it right in front of me. Pause. Right now, Brandon is shooting 46% from mid-range, right, on the season. 46% from mid-range. So you either going to give it to Zion to go 1-on-3 at the rim, or you're going to give it to the 46% mid-range shooter because you know he's shooting from the restricted area. I'm sorry. You know he's shooting from like 15, 20 feet out. It's too fucking much work for 2 points. You're losing the math equation. You got to get some shooters out there.
Look, you know? Five, go ahead.
Chaz, you talk about like Herb, JV, Brandon, and Zion being on the court. The only way you can create space is by movement. That's the only way. That they don't move, it allows defense to just sit. It's like football, right? It's a set defense. I don't have to move. If you're not in motion, the fuck I'm moving for it.
Yeah. I know he's gonna be right where I left him.
Yeah.
We've all played basketball. You know how easy it is to defend somebody when they don't move? Yeah. You just
so easy.
And then and it doesn't work for guys. Like, we're basketball players. Like, we get buckets, easy buckets. That helps us. When we get a layup, usually 9 times out of 10, we're probably knocking down the next shot because we've seen the ball go through the net. Like, it's not rocket science. We're not changing the world here. But we've seen instances where, you know, guys that aren't great shooters be on the court at the same time and be somewhat successful. I'm not saying they're going to get a bucket every time, but to not use the parts that you have to create opportunities and advantages, or use those advantages to score. Like, that's the problem.
So I got to bring this question up. It's a super chat, also presented by Company Barry, located 4600 Ferret Street. First off, we're an hour in. I guess we'll keep going, you know, as long as we have comments. We appreciate y'all. So I'll throw this one to Lito. This is an interesting one. Shout out Mason. Appreciate the support. But possibility of Willie getting fired mid-year.
It ain't gonna happen. 0% possibility.
0%? Okay. Yeah. Chris?
Their record would have to be god awful. God awful. Somebody gonna have to take the blame. And
do you think Willie deserves criticism for the season so far in the start, or no?
I think everybody deserves a piece of criticism.
Some, you think he's, you the know, main,
if you had a criticism high, yeah, like he's in there.
He's in there. Is he a big part or a small part? I mean, obviously, he's got to be a part, right? He's the head coach, but.
I wouldn't give him a large portion of the, you know, of the criticism pie, but he's in there. Absolutely. Pause.
Excuse me?
That's a little crazy. Yeah, that's a little crazy. He's in there. It's crazy. That is unbelievable. I apologize.
Chaz.
You asked me, do I think he'll be fired?
No. That's the question is, what's the possibility of Willie Green getting fired mid-year?
It depends. If this is final year, because he might not have to get fired.
Yes.
Oh.
This is a contract.
Nah, I think if this is his final year, I think they probably just let it expire, or they'll promote Willie. Because a lot of this stuff, man, he couldn't have, I ain't gonna say he couldn't have foreseen it, but you as a head coach, as a leader on this team, I feel like either you're, you know, respectfully, either you're a do boy or you ain't. Either you like, yo, this shit ain't working, you got to do something. Or if you're gonna sit there and go down the ship, then it is what it is. Then you're gonna be cannon fodder. So if he, I think it's a possibility that he's fired, considering that he may be on the last year of his contract. And I'd be like, yeah, he didn't get the fairest of shakes, but yet and still, I never thought Willie was that good anyway.
5%.
I think
you gave a percentage. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's necessarily not his fault, but I can see where it could happen. I say that some actions would probably happen before Chris is going. You know, I said some actions, like some people would probably be gone before he would be gone, but the thought of James being here just kind of allows it to be like a seamless transition. If, you know, the guy, if the guy likes, you know, James and what James wants to run. But yeah, he hasn't had the fairest shakes, but just like Kyra, just like Sebring, just like anybody else that's young in a position like this, like, you're not going to get a fair look at anything. You know, there probably have been tons of coaches in the NBA that would have wanted this job, you know, on paper, right? Just on paper to say you get Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson and a litany of picks and somewhat of talent. And it's your job to cultivate it. Now, I think Adam Silver even talked about this, like how the media wants to talk about just like drama and stuff like that. And we don't talk enough about basketball, the sport. And coaches are, should be seen as, you know, not like army people, or, you know, they should be the ones devising plans for their players to be in better position and being tactical people. I don't know if this team is like really tactical at anything. And that's the like, he shouldn't be this guy that should just get his players ready to play. It should be more than that. But half the time when they come out of halftime, they're not even ready to play. So I don't even know what we're getting. So that's why it's at 5%. It could happen, but I see there's other steps that are probably going to happen before Willie Green gets fired.
Fair. Lito, you had mentioned a couple podcasts ago, maybe at the beginning of the year, about wanting to see Willie Green make adjustments and kind of take over. Have you seen that through the first nine games or no?
Yeah, he definitely made adjustments. I mean, if anything, if I can gauge off the substitutions and who he's been playing, I think he's definitely made adjustments. He's put Hawkins in like super early. Not that he had a plethora of other guys to pick from, but, you know, generally.
Floppy action? Yeah, floppy action 2K.
That's kind of cool, man.
That's actually pretty cool. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But nah, like I think substitution wise, he's been more present. But you know, a lot of times, like tonight, the thing with Dyson. Let's just call a timeout. I'm about to tell you exactly. Which time? All of them.
You laugh at me, five?
That's not on Dyson, dog. That's not
Chris. You got you. This is fucking ridiculous, dude. Herb Jones turns it over. It turns into a federal case.
It's on Zion and Brandon. Just get open.
That's crazy.
They have to find release.
Did you see the pass?
They have to find a way to create release.
Quarter fronting him. Quarter fronting him.
Walk the film, Justin.
Fuck, I wish.
Tomorrow, right? You gonna put out the video with the film? Pull out the goddamn film.
There's
y'all killing me. That wasn't on Dyson, dog. He shouldn't have been in that situation. That wasn't on him. They got to get open.
You're serious.
They have to get open.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah.
Are the Pelicans the worst team in the Southwest Division? Well, you know, because Memphis got a lot going on. Are they the second worst?
No.
So they better than the Rockets, Spurs, and Dallas.
They're not better than Dallas. They're better than Memphis. I think they're better than Houston. They'll eventually be better than Houston. I think they're better than San Antonio.
Okay.
I got a question. Chris, is it too much to ask somebody to dribble? Like, who's a professional? Like, is it too much to ask you that, though?
No, should you ask him to rebound too? Let's do this. Should you ask him to rebound too? I just want to know.
Dyson's a plus, high plus nine tonight.
Should they be able to get to the free throw line? I mean, he made off six of them.
Yo, I'm sorry. Can I ask y'all another question? Do y'all think we unfairly criticizing this team because this team, like, if we want to go by, you know, all the legalities and, you know, things of that nature, this team really only has one star player. So are we being overcritical of this team because of the tenure?
No.
I don't think we're being overcritical. I don't think we're overcritical.
What's overcritical?
Overcritical as far as, like, do you think we have – I mean, this is a perennial lottery team, so do you think we have unreasonable expectations for this team considering that they haven't made any, you know, real adjustments? All they did, yet again, was just drop Zion into the equation and say, well, since Zion here, we should be good now. You know what I'm saying? So what y'all think?
Will they still be asked when Trey Murphy comes back? That's the only response I have. But they still lose games like this when Trey Murphy comes back.
Share with the sigh.
You know they're probably going to lose these games too because Trey ain't the one dribbling the damn ball either. Like, what are you talking about? Like, Trey can't get Trey, Brandon, Zion, they can't get the ball because the person passing the ball can't get it to him. That's the problem. Like, Trey, although Trey, I think Trey is going to be, like, really good when he returns. Like, I think so. This team should be better. This team shouldn't have lost tonight. This team should have lost a couple games. Like, we can point to a ton of different things. On paper, this team should be playing.
I forgot about that one. That's a good one. Donald, that's a good one. That's
y'all
a good
take one. Serious here, bro. Y'all
damn, Donald. Donald, you even had this here, Donald. But that's the problem, right? Yeah, like, we don't have enough, like, collective intellectual basketball players. I think they're low in IQ individually. I don't think they're low in IQ individually. I think they're low in IQ collectively. And the only way you gain that is by playing the game together. The only way Dyson learns is by making mistakes in this type of atmosphere and then giving him another chance to fix clean up same mistakes. Yeah.
But somebody got to ask, what the fuck are you doing? What was that? Why'd you do that?
Do what?
What was the reason for that? Can we stop doing that?
In game, though.
Why are we not running our offense?
In game, we need to do that.
Though. Who do you want to say? Well, hold up, Chris. Who do you want to say that? Because if you really don't think Willie Green is not saying, like, come on, like, he's definitely saying this. Like, no, guys, come on. No, guys, come on. Come on.
He's saying, Go ahead, Lito.
No. Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
Nah. Listen, you were saying something. You got Paul Wall behind you. Go ahead.
Speak that. That's true. Chill of you. I was saying, Justin. So you're saying they're just objectively not listening. Is what I'm gathering.
Look, man. Like, I'm not saying I've coached at a high school level, right? Like, there are just times where guys just tune you out. Like, they just do. I see it at every level. And you can say, this is how we want to play. This is how we want to play. And sometimes they just don't do it. Like, they just don't. I've seen it at every single level. But I can tell you that Willie Green and Borrego are preaching this. But it's up to them to do it.
But like, if we're at that stage already with the Dyson Danielses of the world, if you're getting that from Dyson Daniels, is the poisoned? And
did you not see the Dyson Daniels? I didn't mean to cut you off, Chaz. Did you see the Dyson Daniels 3 early in the third quarter? Or maybe not early in the
third quarter. Oh, yeah.
And Willie Green's like, what are you doing? Like, sometimes.
Yeah, I hear you. But I'm just like, I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, you're seeing bad habits across the board from certain guys.
Sure.
And at what point is it like, well, fuck, I haven't seen a Brandon post-game interview this season, neither. Did he speak tonight, anyone else?
I can check.
All right. So at what point do we say, all right, well, look, either we got to remove the players who are the problem or we got to remove the coaches who are the problem?
We've already done that. Done that twice now.
Well, we removed but here's the thing.
One of them is Chris Finch, who's really doing a nice job in Minnesota.
Right. And the other one was Stan Van Gundy, right? Who's, I don't know where he's working at. He works security for Eddie Murphy. But I don't know where he at. But saying, again, those guys had a common denominator. So do you remove the players who are the problem, or do you remove another coach? Like, is it Willie Green this time? Like, here's what it is. This is a players league. Do you remove Willie Green this time?
Wait, can I? Someone, I'm looking for
yes or no, Justin.
Oh, God, you're yelling at me. Oh, God, You know my stance. Wait, hold on, Chase. You know my stance. It's the players.
Yeah,
the players. Like you got to. Like you got. We. This is your five. I want to hear more thoughts on this. Damn it, wrong comment. Sorry, Corey. A facilitator. We've talked about this all. Like we talked about this all off season. What does this team need? Shooting and a facilitator. Is that this team's main problem? Whoever wants to go first. Is that this team's main problem?
No.
Hell
you got two dudes. No, it's not their problem. You got two dudes that are capable of getting 10 assists when they choose to at any moment.
They haven't done it once. They haven't done it once.
Okay, year. So what's their problem?
Don't say we have it because they don't do it. So like they have to do it in order to have
and
it.
And guess what? A point guard's not going to make them do it. You want someone to fake organize them? You ever been to something that wasn't organized the right way, Justin? People just showed up there. Everybody just looking at each other like a bunch of idiots. It doesn't matter. Like what? And you know what? It would have to be someone that they ultimately respect. And who the fuck is that guy? Jay so Harvey. No, those two gotta figure it out.
CJ and Ivy.
CJ was supposed to be the guy, right?
Yeah. Wait, you're telling me CJ McCollum's supposed to be the point guard?
That's what he was brought over for.
I'm not saying a point guard, but he's supposed to be someone who can organize, even if that's not his strong suit consistently.
Well, to CJ's point, he hasn't really played with Brandon Zion. Like, I wonder how many clutch minutes Brandon Zion and CJ have
Also, here's the thing. Guys have to be willing to take a bit of a demotion at that role. You have to be willing to do something other than have the fucking ball in your hand for 20 seconds. That's a real serious buy-in issue, and I don't think you're going to see that. You could drop Chris Paul into this roster, and I think you're going to see Chris Paul in the corner like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Throw me the fucking ball. What y'all doing here? You saw that, bro. You saw that this evening a lot. When the offense stalled, you got him in the bonus. There wasn't one high IQ guy out there to say, wait, these motherfuckers in the bonus. Let me do a stop and start, get them to run over me, flop. Get to the line, get a cheap 2 points. You just don't – let me get a swing through. You just don't see these things. You don't see that level of buy-in from guys collectively. I'm not – I don't want to isolate any one player. It's mostly Brandon. But I don't want to isolate any one player. So you're not seeing that from guys as a collective. So I don't even think dropping a point guard into this situation works. It has to be addition by subtraction.
That's fair. Lita, what do you think of this comment? Well, hold on. What do you think of this comment?
I agree.
Zion can run point.
In spurts, yeah.
In spurts,
like, yeah. So, like, why wouldn't he run the point guard position tonight as I was screaming in the group chat? Why would he not run the point guard?
You know why.
So do you – because I saw a lot of action going towards Brandon. I'm not saying, like, it's fine. Like, as long as Brandon or Zion have the ball. But usually I would think you would involve Brandon and Zion. We're back to, like, minute one of this show. But do you think Zion should be running point guard in closing situations?
I don't think Dyson Daniels should have the ball.
No, that's not the question. Stop fucking talking about Dyson. So Zion Williamson. We've talked about Dyson way too much tonight. Could Zion Williamson run the point? Because I think Chris will get heated again.
Hold on, Justin. It's not necessarily Zion running a one.
Okay.
It's having a process, and they don't have one. If they had an offense that no matter who was in what role. Right, if Herb was there and he's out, and then you insert Dyson or you insert Kyle Lewis or you insert fucking EJ Liddell, it should all look the same no matter what. But that's the problem. You have multiple different offenses based on who's on the floor, and in times of tough situations, this is why it looks crazy. This is why it looks like shit. Because you don't know like how what to run. Because you haven't done it. If you ran the same plays all game, then it's gonna be easy. Like, oh well, Dyson can insert the pass pause like to Brandon, then you run the horns action and you should get a layup or an open three. But you don't run it enough. They don't know what it looks like in clutch situations. Maybe you run it in practice against zero defense. I'm sure. It looks easy that way. But in the game, like you, it should be all second nature at that point, and it's not, and that's what it looks like.
Justin, before you move on, I have a question. Since you asked facilitator question, who do you consider a facilitator? Like, who would you want? Who do you? Because when I think of facilitator, I think Chris Paul, and that type of facilitation is dead now. Like, that, there is no young guards who are coming in the NBA to do that. So who you think when you think facilitator?
That's a really good question.
Darius Garland.
Yeah, he probably the one that
Garland's a good one. Like Mike Conley.
Halliburton,
facilitator.
Halliburton, nice.
Oh, Halliburton,
the god right now.
Best I think in the world. Russ. I think Westbrook's a facilitator.
That's different.
It's not different.
I still think he's a score first.
Say it again, Lito.
He's still a score first guy.
I don't think anymore. I think he's got a lot of talent around him. I don't necessarily.
He's like, fucking playing with
like your boy Derek White. I know Derek White can score it, but I feel like he's really good for that team too. Like,
thank you, Thomas.
Thanks, Thomas. Thank you, appreciate Thomas. You. But like, I guess
Derek White a facilitator?
Huh?
You just called Derek White a facilitator?
I have a different. I think I have a different opinion about a facilitator. When I think facilitator, like I think. I'm sorry. What?
You want to start? No, I mean, I'm agreeing. I agree.
You want to start?
I agree. You do. I'm trying to.
Where's the turn to a fight? What is Thomas got? What is Thomas got? Anyone remember when LeBron?
Oh, Trae Young is a lead facilitator. I think so.
I think he's really good.
I think Zion's a facilitator.
I think Zion can be.
Jokic is a facilitator. I would say that.
This is a good conversation. I think Zion's hands are too bad.
Well, I do, Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, Five, why is it, bro? Like, why is he always falling and stumbling? Because his in and out moves quick, and it's with his offhand, but he's always stumbling and falling and losing the ball. Like,
I don't know.
Stumbling, fumbling, losing the ball.
No, his in and out move is crazy.
Too quick. Yeah. In and out move, moving too quick. Yeah, that's great. Maybe it's just him not playing basketball enough or just having enough rhythm to hoop. That's the problem. Like, he's not used to it. I don't know. Maybe he spent the whole summer just trying to get in shape. And then he says, like, in a post game, like, bro, I got to play basketball to get in shape. And the only way he's going to get better is if he just continues to play. So sitting him out games where he doesn't need to sit probably isn't a good idea for a guy like that. Like, he needs to play every day.
Five question. So you're a professional basketball player, right? I get you trying to get in shape, but at no point do you hoop throughout this, like, for your profession?
And that goes back to Chaz's point. Like, when was he cleared? Right? Like, when was he cleared to hoop? I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm sure Zion loves the hoop. I don't know who he hoops against or where he hoops. They say he was at the facility more times than not this summer than in previous years. I don't know. But at like game speed, like hooping at game level speed, like that's the only way he's going to get in shape.
Yep. Chris, I know you got to go. Appreciate you. We're about to wrap it up, but pause. Chaz, close us out here.
That's the safe
one. Thomas had a question. You guys want to end with Thomas's question?
Sorry, where's the question?
It was a LeBron thing.
Oh, the super chat. Sorry. Okay.
I got it.
Thank you.